Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. V-Day isn't about Valentine hearts and flowers. No, it's V as in vagina, as in the Vagina Monologues, the feminist interviews famously chronicled by playwright Eve Ensler. But Ensler wanted to do more than just talk about female anatomy. She wanted to curb violence against women, and that hope inspired V-Day events across the country. Joining me now to talk about V-Day at Westminster College and violence prevention efforts locally is Jillian Edmonds. She is a senior at Westminster College majoring in philosophy and political studies, and she's been the coordinator for V-Day at Westminster for the last 2 years. And Jill, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Also with us, Tyler Sutton. He is a senior at Westminster College studying bioethics. He is the head of V-Men, a group working alongside V-Day to help end violence against women. And Tyler, thanks to you.
Good to be here.
And joining us by phone is Holly Mullen. She is interim director of the Rape Recovery Center. She has also served on that board for 4 years, including as chair. And prior to her work with Rape Recovery, Holly worked as a columnist for the Salt Lake Tribune and as editor of the City Weekly. And Holly Mullen, thanks to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to join us about V-Day, how are you commemorating V-Day? Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. The Vagina Monologues, first published in the mid-90s. It's been performed throughout the world on college campuses and theaters everywhere. Jill, why do you think this resonates with so many women and with so many people in general?
Well, I think the play is essentially about women's experience, so I think that there's a lot that most women can relate to. There are several monologues. There's one about periods that a lot of women, there are a lot of lines that they can just say, yes, I get that. And so it definitely resonates with a lot of women. And then it's just a very deep, funny show. There are a lot of very touching moments. There are a lot of hysterical moments. And so that I think that's a good reason why it resonates with everyone.
And what was the attraction for you? Why did you decide to get involved?
I actually, my family had a history. My grandfather was abusive. And so I had grown up knowing that violence against women was wrong and knowing that it was something I wanted to prevent. So in college, it just became a group that I started going to, and it became more and more important to me. And now I'm in charge.
Tyler Sutton, this seems to be in many ways a women's club. Why, as a man, get involved in this issue?
Well, it's interesting. When you start to really think about it, it's not just an issue of women's rights, but it's an issue of global humanity. And growing up as a male, I didn't really see a lot of inequalities at a younger age. But as I started to get older and hear these stories from loved ones, from friends and family, it really starts to hit you. And you realize that the Vagina Monologues, it may be for women, but it's not just about women. It's about humanity as a whole. And so when I got to Westminster, that was something that was kind of, it was hard to see, but it was also relieving to see that there wasn't just women a part of this movement, but there was V-men too. And so I strongly advocate that the Vagina Monologues, even though it's for women, it's also helpful for men too.
Holly Mullen, I suppose the same could be said about the Rape Recovery Center, not just about women, but about all of us.
Exactly. Yes, we serve male and female survivors of sexual violence, and they range in age from 14 to, you know, the far end of the spectrum. And it's really fascinating to me. We're seeing a slight uptick in male clients. I think some of that has to do with more discussion and more public observation and hopefully understanding, you know, based around Penn State and the Catholic Church scandals. A lot of those things have gotten people, and I think men, I hope, more comfortable in coming forward and getting help for sexual abuse. And of course, women, and they're very much part of the discussion for sexual violence. In Utah, we have actually higher numbers than nationally for sexual assault cases. Here we have one in three women in Utah has reported being a victim of some level of sexual violence.
One in three in her lifetime.
One in three. So the way we describe this a lot at the center, the Rape Recovery Center, is, you know, if you sat down in a room and you counted off by threes, you know, the person two doors down from you would have been a victim in some way. And it just kind of brings that home. It's a huge, huge number of people. Nationally, it's one in five women. This just came out in December of 2011 from the CDC, that one in five women has reported being raped or has been the victim of an attempted rape in her lifetime.
Hmm.
So we do have an epidemic, and it is the one, I think, violent crime that doesn't dip very often. You know, you see changes in homicides, you see changes in armed robberies, things like that, but it seems as if it's always level or going up, but it doesn't ever take a big downward slope, which we're hoping to change as we do this work.
Holly Mullen, Interim Director of the Rape Recovery Center in Salt Lake City, joining us by phone. Also with us, Jillian Edmonds, a senior at Westminster College, involved with the Vagina Monologues coming up later this month. Also Tyler Sutton, a senior at Westminster College and the head of V-Men, a group working alongside V-Day to help end violence against women. We're talking about V-Day. Do you commemorate V-Day? And if so, how? 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. And Jill, about your production of the Vagina Monologues, some of this material is frankly a little uncomfortable. How have audiences responded to your performances?
I think a lot of audiences come in understanding that it's going to be uncomfortable. I don't think you go into a play called the Vagina Monologues and expect it to be safe.
Right.
But most of them end up reacting pretty well. A lot of students come every single year. And most people who it's their first time seeing the monologues, by about halfway through, they've kind of let down their guard. And it becomes really fun. I think we play a lot with the audience.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, you are producing something called the Mending Monologues. Tell us about that. It's a new production here in Utah.
Yes, it was originally produced by Derek Duarden and written by him in Arizona. And essentially what it is it's kind of the partner program to the Vagina Monologues. Since the Vagina Monologues is exclusive to women, he thought it would be a good idea to kind of tell the story from the male perspective of what it's like to be in a home or see violence against women. And why that's really cool is it comes after all this buildup from the Vagina Monologues. And what kind of inspired me to work with it this year was, over the last few years, I always come out of the Vagina Monologues feeling, you know, energized, ready to help with the effort, and there's usually a group of guys waiting for me too that want to do something. And so we've tried to do little fundraisers and little things like that, but this year we decided it would be really cool to host Utah's first ever Mending Monologues and take that energy and that momentum and help bring the other 50% of the population to the cause.
Mm-hmm. Holly Mullen, I think productions like this really do help to bring awareness to people's bodies and some of the violent aspects of sexuality that are out there. What more can be done in terms of educating the public about the problems that we have right here in our community?
Right. Well, first of all, quickly, we're thrilled. Every year the Vagina Monologues takes place. We are the recipient of the funds that come through these productions, and just thrilled with that. Last year it resulted in about $10,000 for our nonprofit agency, so the support has been great. So I want to thank, and Jillian has been a committed volunteer here at the Rape Recovery Center, so hi, Jillian.
Hi.
Anyway, yes. I was fortunate about 5 years ago. I had a little part in one of the monologues up at Kingsbury Hall at the U of U campus. And it really is an evening of, we use this word a lot, and it's kind of cliched, but empowerment to see the topics of violence and the topics of, you know, self-confidence and trust in your own body coming forward. One of the things that we're constantly working on here at the Rape Recovery Center is educating the public about myths surrounding rape and sexual violence. We still have, largely in America, a shame-based culture that's based on when a person is raped, most often women, she did something to deserve that or did something to bring that on, whether it was drinking, whether it was out too late, whether it was dressed provocatively, that somehow she invited that. So both the men and the women's treatment of the vagina monologues, I think, from the women's point of view, I think it does a lot to build confidence in women that no woman ever deserves to be raped, that it's never her fault. And then on the men's end of it, hopefully that men are being educated that they must have consent and they must treat a woman with respect and dignity.
Jill, that reminds me, I think I seem to recall something in the vagina monologues about a woman saying, just because I wear a short skirt doesn't mean I'm inviting you, right?
Yeah. That was the monologue I performed last year. I loved doing it. It's a very fun, sassy monologue. And I got to wear a short skirt that scared my father to death. And I think it's very empowering to be able to say, the clothing I wear isn't about you. It's about my choice to get dressed in the morning. You have nothing to do with that. And I get to dress how I want without being seen as sexually available to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking enough about our bodies and about abuse issues as a community? We have, you know, these types of theatrical events that invite discussion. But do you think in general people are talking about some of the abuse issues that are going on in our community? Tyler Sutton?
Well, I think, like you said, these theatrical performances are really nice because they sort of bring the conversation around for a time period. But I think, in general, there still is this huge void where we kind of, in schools and in the community, just gloss over some of these issues or kind of tiptoe around them because they kind of are uncomfortable conversations to have, particularly in a public setting. But I think what the goal is, again, with these theatrical productions is not just have a great production, but kind of inspire people to carry on this discussion from, you know, the theater to their everyday interactions.
Mm-hmm. Holly Mullen, 1 in 3 Utah women has been involved in some sort of sexual violence. How do we support someone who has been raped or been molested? How should we?
You should believe them. You should say what happened was not your fault. And there is, no matter what kind of assault it is, I mean, almost every victim, male or female, will always go to some feeling that they brought it on themselves. And it's just you need to be supportive, try to help a person get resources. The Rape Recovery Center, we have people available 24 hours a day on our crisis line and also at our hospital response team for people who report to hospitals. And I think that's just the basis of the whole thing, being understanding, being supportive and empathetic, and over again be clear that no one deserves to be raped. No one brings it on themselves, and it lies in the hands of the person who does the raping.
Jill, very quickly, can you tell us details about the upcoming performances of the Vagina Monologues and the Mending Monologues?
The Vagina Monologues are this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so the 2nd through the 4th, at 7:30 p.m. on the Westminster College campus in the Vive Gore Concert Hall in the Jewett Center for the Performing Arts, and tickets are $10. You can call 801-832-2457 for those. For the Mending Monologues, that will be next Friday and Saturday, so the 10th and 11th of February at 7:30 p.m. Tickets for that are $5. It will be in the Gore School of Business, Gore Auditorium, and the tickets will only be sold at the door, so show up early.
We'll have that information on our website, kcpw.org. Jillian Edmonds, Tyler Sutton from Westminster College, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Also, Holly Mullen from the Rape Recovery Center. Holly, thanks to you.
Thanks. Happy V-Day, everyone.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen. Next time, we'll hear about an unprecedented alliance to preserve the Spiral Jetty.